leader.
Yeah.
I met one of the tone down the road, the hand cross there, the head there, and the road of Baghdad. You understand? And they don't never thief no more.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you see Mr. McKay,
mm-hmm.
please shake your hand for me.
Who's he?
McKay, what his name there? Who won as a Republican candidate for the presidency? Tom McKay or something like that, his name?
What's he doing now?
Man, he's a senator. He tried to run for the Republican ticket. McKay, whatever his name is.
Oh, John McCain. John McCain. He was a prisoner of war and the pilot.
Shake your hand for me.
I will. If I run into him, I'll...
He was the man
who
started to show us years ago that them rich folks taking people money and giving it to the different parties.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Campaign reform?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, he's leading the thing on campaign reform. He's with the...
And tell him I said keep on pressing on.
Okay, right. I think there's a Democrat, Lieberman maybe, is with him on that. The guy who ran for vice president.
Lieberman,
with Gore.
The half Jew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but say I tell you, I seen it even around here.
Okay.
It's happening. These hotels coming in and the party in power.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Valentine's night, the hotels cook food, send it to the party headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
They turn around selling it to the members,
collecting
the money, and then the hotel doing as they like because they know they give them food.
It's like graft. Just graft. Payoff, huh?
Payoff. So it's same thing happening.
Yeah.
But up there, they don't want the food.
Yeah.
The president them give them 600,000, 800,000, and they kind of post again just to campaign.
Yeah.
You understand? And the poor people money.
Yeah, same kind of stuff. What about the Hyatt Hotel? What is that? What state is that in now?
It a couple of the units finish.
Uh-huh.
I think they say they want to block. When they say they're gonna finish it, October?
Or Marriott?
Yeah, Marriott.
No, December.
Mm-hmm. And how big is it gonna be?
How much? 500 and something rooms?
900.
A big hotel.
Yeah.
About 5-star.
Yeah.
5-star is the highest, right?
Yeah. Right.
About 5-star.
I'll tell you the thing. The reason I ask, and the thing I wonder about, and what you said that I wish you would, help me with, is, see, but in order to get the poverty out of, let's say, St. Kitts, to get to remove the poverty, you got to produce. You got to make money. Don't you have to make
money? Is making here.
Yeah. Enough money is being made
money
here.
Money is making here. But the money is going out because of our lack of vision.
I see.
When you're going to let someone like a Santo Domingo, a Guyanese,
an Italian,
a Jamaican, a Trinidadian to come in here and work, they ain't coming here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking out the money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Why don't you
take
a trip to Anguilla?
All right.
The population is small, but just drive around and look around.
Yeah.
And drive around St. Kitts and see how much young fellas you see on the street. And go to Anguilla and tell me if you see that.
Uh-huh. Everybody in Anguilla.
Everybody got a job because government make sure before you hire anybody to work, you have to put it on the ear. On the radio for 6 weeks, Anguillians go hear it, and if they know they could do it, they go for the job.
Oh, I see. That's great.
And even if they can't do it, and you hire me, who from St. Kitts, to do the work, the system say you have to hire an Anguillian to understudy me.
I see.
So after 2-3 years, I gone.
I see.
And the understudy get the job. That's what cutting on.
But in that respect, the Anguillan government's better than St. Kitts, huh?
Huh?
I mean, the
Anguillan government is better than St. Kitts government.
How many people live on Anguilla, would you guess?
Well, I would say now with the outsiders, say about 12,000.
So it's less than half the size of St. Kitts.
Less.
Yeah. Well,